This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, it's Robert Morris, our local team, trying to pull off a stunner. They've never won a round of 64 game. They really probably should have, Chris, in 2010 when they got screwed against Villanova and lost in overtime. That was a...
Chris Shovlin, their play-by-play man, who was on with us earlier, said he considers that a win, much like I would consider Armando Galarraga as having thrown a perfect game.
Big underdog against Alabama. The man that will call the game tomorrow, I believe it's on True TV, joins us right now. He is one of the great play-by-play voices in America. We heard him do a masterful job of calling that St. Francis nail-biter on Tuesday night. We've heard him call Steelers games on CBS over the years, and he's our guest right now, the great Spiro Dedos, with us here on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Spiro, what is the biggest NCAA tournament upset you've called to this point?
Well, first of all, great to be with you guys, Andrew. I appreciate it. Appreciate all the love and the support. Means a lot. I would say, you know what, as crazy as it is, my very, very, very first NCAA tournament game, 2010, it was a 4-13 Murray State, the underdog against Vanderbilt, and they won it on a buzzer beater. And I've told the story a million times. Yeah. Yeah, my very first tournament games, you can imagine, you know, as nervous as could be, sweating through my suit, you know, with anxiety, getting ready for four games in one day. And literally my very first game, guy hits a shot at the buzzer, Denaro Thomas, I'll never forget it. And I remember, you know, we do our last, you know, the big call, I almost lose my voice, blowing a gasket vocally. And I remember going to commercial and leaning back into my seat and thinking, holy crap, you know, we have three more games to go. My voice was already starting to go. And it was a very early lesson in how to hold yourself back vocally and then save some of yourself for a day that's pretty grueling for guys that work the game. So it's an incredible gamut of emotions, as you could imagine, and a lot of memories every time this tournament comes up.
Spiro, are you at all aware? I love this graphic that I saw pop up 2 days ago. All the broadcasters, the play-by-play broadcasters for this year's tournament, it was the record of basically the higher-seeded team in games they called. So currently among broadcasters who are going to be doing this year's tournament, Andrew Catalan has the only 16-1 upset. You fans of 11 or 6 seeds when they're playing 11 seeds should feel like they're in the danger zone if you're on the call. Those 11 seeds are 7-4 in
wow.
your games. Are you aware of
How
any of
that?
These stats?
Of course I'm not aware. That's incredible. With the analytics now, Jesus, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that people would actually go back and look at those numbers. That's a little scary. But you know what? I mean, great. That's good company to be in.
Well, I just say that it's funny because, like, so I'm looking at the games you've called, and if it's a 3 versus a 14 or bigger underdog matchup, 2-15, 1-16, you are 16-1 for the better seeded team.
That's not good for Robert Morris.
Not great news for our Colonials here. Not great news,
yeah.
Spiro.
Well, listen, I'll say this. and it seems like we've been saying this for the last 5-6 years that, but I think this year legit, this is as wide open a field as I could ever recall going into the tournament. And I honestly, guys, I don't, you know, obviously there's some great teams, you know, Bama's here, Michigan State's here in Cleveland at our site. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there's any unbeatable teams. And I don't think the seeds, I think the seeds matter less this year than any tournament that I've ever been associated with. And I think you're seeing that today, like at a school like McNeese State. I mean, to me, that's not your typical 5-12 matchup. And clearly, you know, the way that thing is ending, I think that's just an early indication that we're going to see some lower-seeded teams. I know there haven't been many upsets today aside from that game, but I think we're in for a couple of surprises. And I just think that the playing field is more even than I've seen, you know, doing this tournament now for the last 15, 16 years.
Spiro, when you just think about all the sports you do call, where does basketball slot in as far as your preference to work basketball versus football, for example, and just the challenges that the sport presents that are maybe a little bit different?
I think basketball, for me, was always something that came a little bit more natural. Just started playing basketball a little bit younger as a kid. But as I've done this now, football to me is the most difficult sport to do, to just in terms of the preparation, the volume, you know, there's more players, the rule book, the cadence of the sport. You know, it really took me, I would say, a couple of years of experiencing the game to really, A, learn how to prepare to do a game, and then B, all the craziness that happens during the course of a football game. You know, I would tell anyone, if anyone has a chance to go to watch a game from inside the broadcast booth on a Sunday, it would be entertaining just to watch. I mean, it's like controlled chaos, you know, the producer in your ear. You got spotters, stats guys, you know, there's just a lot going on. And so football, I think I've grown an appreciation for working games. And I'm at the point now where, there's nothing quite like an NFL Sunday.
Yep, I agree.
But if you're asking me what, you know, but just in terms of a sporting event, I mean, the NCAA tournament, this is like one of one. You know, this weekend and just these next couple of weeks. So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I mean, our whole crew that's here, we were in Dayton the last two nights, and we're like a bunch of little 12-year-old kids, just like giddy. No one stops smiling. You know, it's really fun. It's neat. It's a privilege to be a part of this crew.
Spiro Dedis, he's going to call Robert Morris and Alabama tomorrow afternoon, 12:40 tip. You've heard him do Steelers games and NFL games, NFL on CBS for a long time. When you guys get on the air tomorrow and you're setting this game up involving one of our teams, Spiro, what do you think will be, for you anyways, you've prepped it, you've watched both teams practice, what's the main storyline to this Robert Morris Alabama game in your opinion?
I think Robert Morris, you know, it's a testament, I think, to what Andy has built. It's a testament to the kids and the time that they've put in. And they're just, you know, you look at Robert Morris, and they're just a typical school, you know, smaller school. But, you know, now they're in this moment where, you know, look, for all of these guys, I mean, this is the biggest moment of their basketball lives. And the group that I watched this morning practice, go through their 40-minute workout, you know, on the big stage in this cavernous NBA arena, in this NBA city of Cleveland, I saw a bunch of kids that feel like this is their moment. And yes, Alabama is this Goliath of a team. You know, what Nate Oates has built there is just nothing short of amazing. I think transitioning a school that's always been known as a football school to now, you know, as a perennial basketball power, yes. But, you know, whatever happens tomorrow, you know, whether they get blown out or whether they can push Alabama, I saw a group that just really was impressive. And they feel like that they can give this Alabama team a little bit of a run for their money. So, you know, yes, they're going to have to get lucky, you know, the way the game's officiated, and can they hang with this team's speed and their size and all that athleticism that Alabama has. But I just came away really impressed. First time meeting Andy. You know, he's a Jersey guy, so automatically I have a fondness for Andy. And I just, you know, I've always respected what he's done from afar. And it was very enjoyable to meet the group and to have a little bit of chance to talk to him today.
He's a great friend of our show. When you pick Spanarkle's brain, and look at this matchup. I know it's a very big brain, Spiro.
That's a scary thought.
Don't want to dig too deep in that brain.
What do you think needs to happen for Robert Morris to be the latest 15 seed to take down a 2, Spiro?
I think more than anything, they've got to run Alabama off the three-point line. And they've got to make Alabama take hard, contested, mid-range twos. Now, you know, look, Robert Morris, you know, they've got some guys around the basket that can protect the rim. And of course, that's easier said than done. Alabama, a prolific three-point shooting team. They got a bunch of guys that have been on this stage now a bunch of years. You know, they had that great Final Four run last year. Mark Sears is just incredible. But I think if there's one thing I'd have to put my finger on, you know, you can't get pushed around. You got to be able to be good on the glass and give yourself a chance. But I think if Alabama starts coming out and they start firing, hitting threes all over the place, then, you know, that could be a knockout punch that Robert Morris can't recover from. But if there's one thing, I would say, let's protect the three-point line. Just force them to take difficult shots. And if they hit it, obviously these kids are as talented as any group in the country. But I think that's something that in our conversation with Andy that he mentioned to us today.
Spiro, haven't seen so many of these games, called so many of these games, oftentimes with lower seeds pulling upsets. Is there a unifying trait, or what, if any, unifying traits are there between those lower-seeded teams that pull it off that allows them to do it? Is there something you're always kind of on the lookout for as far as a team, like their profile, stylistically or otherwise, that you say, okay, that's one to kind of mark down here because they might have something that other lower seeds don't?
I just think to start, you know, I think the common denominator is you've got to get off to a good start the first 5-6 minutes and really feel like, all right, we can hang with this team. Because, you know, look, it's one thing to say if you're Robert Morris, yeah, we belong, we're confident. But if you come out and they punch you in the mouth the first, you know, 90 seconds, first couple of minutes in, it's hard to come back against a team that's as powerful and as fast and athletic as Alabama. So I think in all the upsets that I've witnessed, called, and watched on TV over the years, the lower-seeded team has to get off to a good start to give them that real confidence. All right, we're on this stage now. We're playing well. And you have to put that little bit of a seed of doubt in the higher-seeded team. I think if they can do that, if the Colonials could come out and perform well the first couple of minutes, then anything's possible. You know, then you guys could get into foul trouble. You know, we saw a kid last night get injured. I mean, there's just so many things that
yeah,
can happen
Rogers.
In the course of a game.
Yep.
But you've got to get off to a good start the first couple of minutes.
Spiro, I just want to compliment you again. I thought the game you did for St. Francis and Alabama State was tremendous. This has long been a Catalan show. We're now a Spiro show. We think you do an awesome job. We're also great friends with Aditi, so the fact that you have that working relationship with her also helps your cause. So appreciate it. You've got four games, marathon tomorrow. The fact that you squeezed us in after watching those practices today means a lot to us. So keep up the great work, and if Robert Morris wins, maybe I'll see you on Sunday. Okay, Spiro?
Andrew, I appreciate it, brother. If you see Aditi, give her a hug. If you see her before I do.
Will do. There you go.